Okay. So my name is Julia. I am the wife of Mark, who is a pastor here at this church, and we have four kids. We both grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is where we met, and we were both homeschooled, so we're cute homeschool sweethearts. And I know a lot of you guys know that I was homeschooled, but a lot of you guys don't know that I did actually go to elementary school. Yes, I'm not completely nerdy. I went to elementary school. And actually, that is a huge reason why I was saved. I was saved when I was 11 years old. And praise God, I am so happy to tell you this today, and I'll share you the story. So my parents are both believers. God gave me that gift to have parents who loved me. They poured into me. They taught me from the time I was born the gospel. And not only did they teach me the gospel and read me the Bible, but they lived it out. They exhibited going to church, serving, committing their lives to Christ, and to sharing that with everybody else. And so I knew what it was like to be a Christian, and I am so grateful for that. And so one thing about my dad is that he loves music, and he loves lots of genres of music. And he can stump the DJ anytime. And so when I was a kid, he loved Christian music, specifically Christian rock, like early 2000s Christian rock. And there was a radio station in our city that played constant Christian rock. There was constantly concerts. It was so cool. And my dad actually constantly took me to these concerts and played the music for me. And this music, you guys, it is not the same today, the Christian music. I love some good worship music these days, but it is not the same. Let me read you. This is a banger that I listened to when I was six. This came out when I was six, and my dad always made sure to get me the coolest new CDs, coolest new music. And so this is what was constantly flooding my brain. One of the lyrics, this is a song called I Believe by Zoe Girl. Anybody know them? Okay, good, because I love them. There was a day when somebody introduced me to you. You breathed your life in me. You set me free. Now I'll shout it from a mountain. I'm not the same as I used to. I believe in God. Or another song that same year, it's called Know You. And one of the lyrics is, without you, there's no me. So this is what I was listening to. I never listened to anything else. And I know that God used that to preach the gospel to me, because my parents were constantly teaching me. And then I was constantly having this influx of the gospel into my life. So I loved school, and I went to school all the way through fifth grade. I loved my friends, I loved all of the exciting things, and so when I was going into sixth grade, I got to tour the middle school. It was called James Monroe. It was the coolest place ever to me. And I went with my friends, we picked out our electives. It was like a whole field trip up the street from the elementary school, and I was jazzed. I wanted to be there more than anything, which is hilarious in retrospect, because middle school, but I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So I have three younger sisters. The third one was about to go into kindergarten. So our family was about to go through a big transition, me going to sixth grade, this sister going to kindergarten. And so my mom and dad came to me one day in that spring or summer, and they said, we feel that the Lord is calling us to homeschool you. And I did not like that. I wanted to go to James Monroe Middle School. I wanted to be with my friends. I wanted to be in control of my life. And the thing is, what they told me was, the Lord is calling us to homeschool you. And I was so mad. I was mad at God. And I was 11 years old. And I was like, how dare he control my life? I don't want that. I don't want him. I don't want to have anything to do with him, which is crazy, because I'm listening to these songs that is like, I didn't feel the fear right before my eyes. He showed me there was life, but I guess I did not want that at that point. And I remember asking my mom, why does God even care about where I go to school? Who is he to get into the nitty-gritty of my life? Like, I'll just, you know, high level up here be a Christian, but why does it matter? And she was like, because God cares about every aspect of your life. He cares about these details because he loves you, and he wants you to turn to him and submit to him. And I was like, no, I don't like that. So back to my dad loving music and investing in music for me. He had bought this huge CD player for my bedroom, and it was a six-disc CD player. You could like rotate through them, and it had like the huge speakers. I loved it. And that's what I did in my spare time. I would go in my room, and I would jam out to my tunes. And I loved it. I would like get the CDs, unfold the what's that called, the album cover, and I would read all the music and look at all the pictures. I try and figure out like, okay, which one is singing right now, like which girl. And I kind of knew because I would go to their concerts. But anyway, so that summer, I was really mad at God and really mad at my parents. I did not want to be homeschooled. So I went in my room and I listened to this music. And that is such a grace of God that he would do that to me, because this song, this album from Zoe Girl, came out that summer. And this is what I was jamming out to. Now that I've moved beyond myself and wrapped my head around something else, it's not about me, it's gotta be about you. And all I wanna see is who you're turning me into. And I realized as an 11-year-old, I am not submitting my life to God. I don't want him to turn me into anything. I want him to leave me alone. And because my parents had tried and succeeded at sharing the gospel with me over and over and over, surrounded me with good teachers at church and good friends, I realized like what this song is saying is that I don't actually believe that. I don't actually do that. And then I thankfully the Holy Spirit moved in me and convicted me to believe that I was never going to make any sort of choice for myself with these friends from school or other things that I couldn't even imagine at that point. I only wanted God to control my life. And so thankfully that summer I turned my life over to the Lord, and I changed. I became a Christian. I realized my sin. I realized that I was not ever going to be able to be good enough to get into heaven, let alone be good enough to just have fun. I knew that it was not going to be good if I went my own way. And I am so thankful that my parents taught me this. I'm so thankful that they invested in these good lyrics. I was preached the gospel to in so many facets, and the Lord used that. But kind of as I grew up, I needed to kind of prove my faith, I think, to myself, because by the time I was in my 20s, that had happened so long ago that I kind of was almost like taken for granted, like, yes, I'm a Christian. But I needed, once I was in my 20s, I realized, okay, I got to actually figure out, when did I become a Christian? And so what I did was I went back and looked throughout my life, okay, when was the moment that I was acting out of the Spirit moving in me, not out of my own desires or my own flesh? Because there are things that you do when you're a Christian that you would never do otherwise, even as a little kid. And so I went through that process, and I recognized that in my childhood years and into high school, I really did have a desire to obey my parents that was not something that I would have had naturally. And of course, I still sin. It's not like I was perfect. Christians are not suddenly perfect, but I had a heartfelt desire to obey them. I also had a heartfelt desire to love my sisters, love my friends, that again, like I was the oldest of three other girls. I naturally would not want to be like loving and generous. I'd want to be like, you know, an older sister, terrorism. But I didn't. I'm terrorism a little bit, but I wanted to be a good sister, a godly sister. And into college, I really wanted to hang out with fellow believers. I really wanted to go to church. I prioritized getting plugged in with a campus ministry. And so once in my 20s, after I had graduated, I'm looking back at all of these things and I'm like, okay, so at that point, yes, I was a believer. At that point, I was a believer. Going back all the way to this point, when I was 11, going into sixth grade, and that was when I could really see the turning point in my desire to submit to the Lord and accept his forgiveness at the cost of his son's death on the cross. And what a huge comfort this is to me. And it's a huge comfort that the gospel is so simple and so lovely that a child can understand it. And recently, I think 2 weeks ago, in our church's Bible reading program, we read John 6:29, which really stuck out to me because I was thinking about my testimony, and it says, Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." And what a beautiful thing that a child can believe that, and that I can still believe that today, and that is life-changing, because we cannot do anything on our own that is worthy of anything beautiful. I mean, even these beautiful tables are a testament to God's beautiful design and the things that he has planned for us. And then, of course, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And it is so cool that we can believe something that It's not simple, but it is simple at the same time. That the Lord loves us, we are separated from him by our sin, and yet he sent his son to die for us so that we can be counted righteous. And we now can live out the rest of our lives on earth as forgiven and with a new calling, and then of course into eternity in heaven. So thank you guys so much for listening. I am excited to hear the rest of what we have this morning, but thank you guys.